Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf Share sponsor Lo Yinish Basar Miakoshom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Daf Choftes. The Gemara in the end of Amud Bey says, Omar Bi'echon, Mishiniach Le'oviv Mo'ez Harbe, someone who inherited from his father a lot of money, Ve'roitze La'abdom, and he wants to lose it, Il Bashpig De Pishton, he should wear clothes made out of linen, very expensive clothes, and that wear easily, Ve'ishtamish Be'klei Schochis, and use glass kalim, which break easily, and should hire workers and should not watch what they're doing. Now the Mefarshim are bothered by the lush of the Gemara. He wants to lose the money. Why one will want to lose the money of his father? So the way we read it in today's language, it sounds in a more cynical way. If you know what to do, if you want to lose your money, do this, meaning don't lose your money. If you want not to lose your money, don't do the following things. But the way the Gemara usually speaks is not that way. So what is the Gemara referring to by saying that someone wants to lose his money? So in the Sefer Mitzudas David on the Masechta, and also the Iyun Yaakov in the beginning of his Pirush, they both say an idea, the Pshat is, that Yorshim, people that inherit money, they didn't work on the money, they are quick to lose the money. Meaning it's a message of the Gemara, the trust fund kids, people that got money they didn't work on, for them to lose money is not something bad. It's something they actually do in a normal way. And as the Iyun Yaakov explains, that's why it says, talking about money of your father, not money of your own money. Because a person with his own money would never want to lose it. The Chidon in the Sefer Maris Ha'ayin, he explains, that it doesn't mean that the child wants to lose the money. But it means that he will lose the money. Cool. Because what we're talking about, it says, Mishimiach loy oviv, the father left only for him money. It's talking about somebody who did not do tzedakah with his money. He only kept his money for his children. So then clearly this money will be lost. So not only says the Chidol that he has an aveir for not doing tzedakah, but even in his plan that he thinks his children will benefit from the fact that he kept the money, that will now work as well. And that's what it means, not that he really wants it to lose it, but that's what's going to happen for money that was not tzedakah wasn't done for him properly. The Iyun Yaakov, when he gets to the words, he explains that the reason one would like to lose the money, talk about somebody who had a dream that knows he's going to lose money. They were revealed in a dream that he's going to have a loss of money. And he prefers not to lose the money because he has to spend it on medical expenses or in some kind of a scare. He says, I know Mishamayim have exerted to lose the money, so at least I'm going to enjoy it as I'm losing it. So that's why the Gemara gives him eight here. These three things you do, you're going to for sure lose your money, but in the meantime, you will enjoy your money somewhat. The Ben Yoyodo here says in Arichus, what the Marsha says in Chedushi HaGodas and Chulin in very short. And they both quote the Gemara in Ksuvis that says, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going in the streets of Yerushalayim and he saw the daughter of Nakdimon ben Gurion taking barley out of the feces of donkeys. And he asked her, what happened to the money of your father? And she said, they didn't give enough tzedakah, as the Chidah said before, and that money was lost. And what about the money of your in-laws, your father-in-law? So she told him, Ba'zeh ve'ibed etzeh. So the Maharsha and the Ben Yoda learn from here that when you have a mixture of money, some money which is good and some money which is bad, the money which is bad causes that entire thing will be lost. So therefore, explain the Maharsha and the Ben Yoda. We're talking about a person who inherited money, but he knows that if this money mixes with his own money, it's going to cause everything to be lost. So what he wants to do is he wants to spend this money quickly in order for him to later be able to focus on the money that he has, Yosher, the good money, and just focus on that and use that. He doesn't want both monies to mix up. So what should he do? Says the Marsha, says the Ben Yoyodo. The Gemara gives him three things, how to lose the money quickly. And the Ben Yoyodo gives another option when a person wants to lose a certain money that he knows his kids are bad. And this money that he got from his father, they're expecting it to come to them. How do you spend it quickly in a way that won't seem like he's trying to hide it or steal it? And indeed, he wants to get this money lost The Gemara tells you this is how you get money lost quickly. And obviously, from here you learn, if your person wants to be careful not to lose his money, you should be careful not to do these three things. So we learned a few ways how to explain that a person wants to lose the money. Why should that be? Either pshat is, he is a yoyresh, he doesn't care about the money. Or the pshat is, that not that he wants to lose the money, but it's something that will be lost immediately because it wasn't done tzedakah from it. Or the pshat is, a person knows this money will be lost and he wants to get rid of it in a way that he will still benefit from it. Or like the Maharsham, the Ben Yoyado, that we talk about money that's not kosher money, he doesn't want it to get mixed up with his own money, so he wants this money to be lost, so he'll be able to enjoy the money that he has, B'yoshu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.